I think the picture changed quite considerably yesterday. I'm up till yesterday morning. We'd got the impression that Goldsmith had pretty much been sitting on the fence right until the last minute when, in mysterious circumstances, he suddenly decided that a law that would be distinctly iffy on a, from a legal point of view would be absolutely fine. What he said yesterday was that by mid-February 2003, he had actually come to the conclusion that the war would be legal, and he explained that the document that he wrote in March and sent to the Prime Minister, which was stuffed full of caveats, he said that when he was writing that, perhaps he'd been overly cautious, but he insisted his fundamental view sort of hadn't changed from mid-February. He did concede that in November, December 2002, after the UN adopted Resolution 1441, he hadn't been convinced at that stage that war would be legal without a second resolution. But he said conversations with the British ambassador to the UN, Sir Jeremy Greenstock, Jack Straw, and a visit to to Washington to speak to Americans had changed his mind. So he was saying I wasn't wobbling at the last minute. I'd made my mind up by mid-February.
Did he cave in to political pressure?
He was adamant that he didn't, and I felt that he actually made quite an impressive witness. He said that it was put to him that by mid-March, with the government facing a prospect of a huge rebellion in Parliament and the cabinet secretary drawing up plans for Tony Blair's resignation, that there was monumental political pressure on him to come up with the goods, so to speak. But he said that political considerations weren't an issue for him. He looked at the matter and decided it on points of law rather than politics. And frankly, no one was able to throw anything at him that sort of convincingly suggested otherwise.
He defended his view that the war was legal, but he did go out of his way to say that he didn't that didn't mean that he necessarily supported the decision to go to war.
Yeah, this was, to my mind, one of the most interesting parts of the hearing, and it came right at the very end in the final minute when he was given a chance to sum up. And he said quite pointedly, I thought it was legal, I thought it was legal then, I still think it's legal, but I'm not good. But whether or not it was the right thing, right or wrong thing to do, is for others to judge. Which is curious. I mean, he was a member of the government, he was admittedly he was a law officer, but attorney generals are government ministers, and normally you expect the attorney general to defend government policy. But Goldsmith very pointedly, I thought, chose not to do that, and you can, we'll have to read into that what you want.